Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Seg.
Welcome to another episode of the Kosafa Show as we look ahead to the 2022 Hollywood Bets Kosafa Cup that will be staged in Durban from July 5 to 17 with a bumper field that includes Senegal returning for a second successive year as they hope this time to turn silver into gold.
We'll also hear from Seychelles Football Federation President Elvis Chetty on the excellent work being done in that country to grow the game, despite the challenges presented by the devastating COVID-19 pandemic.
But first, though, let's hear from Kosafa President Artur de Almeida Silva following the draw for the Kosafa Cup that was held this past week.
It was an amazing day and a very productive day because we have on this activity all the sponsors and all the stakeholders next to us. So especially people from the government of KwaZulu who give us all the support for the next 3 years for our tournament. So we are so excited that we start a new area and also to bring a new sponsorships like Hollywood Bet who come with us on board to develop football even in our base of the football and women football for the futures. That is amazing day for me and for us in Kosafa. But I think we are established to the next future of the game of the football in our region. So I think to bring Hollywood Bets with us, that's very important. So, because we are not talking about only the tournament of football, we are talking about the education. We are talking about to bring people from the streets to play football. That is part of a social responsibility of our partners. So, from that, I need to send a message to encourage other companies to join us because we are doing something for the future of the humanity or for the future of the people of our country, of our regions. So it's not only football. It's a social development of our society. So the involvement of stakeholders and the partners, like Hollywood Bet, that can be a key for development of football and to stabilize our society. So I encourage other companies to come and join us in this matter.
Hollywood Bets are to be the naming partner for a number of Kosafa competitions in 2022, and brand and communications manager Devon Heffer explains why they are so keen to come on board.
Devon, brilliant launch. We now call you the title sponsor. How did that decision come about that you'd be part and parcel of Kosafa now?
Thank you, Lona. Yeah, it's fantastic to be here for the sponsorship announcement for the Kosafa Cup. I mean, to be naming rights holders is massive. You know, this Kosafa is such a massive brand, you know, across the whole of the Southern African region, the African region, you know, and to be able to be a part of this brand is really big. We were associated with Kosafa back in 2019 and 2020. Obviously, 2021 with COVID and everything knocked us out, but you know, we're back here, we're bigger, we're stronger, and to be title holders is absolutely brilliant. And not just for the Kosafa Cup, for the men's, you know, to include the women's cup, the beach soccer, the under 20 championships, and then obviously the women's Champions League is something we're really excited about.
You will be hosting as a title sponsor, of course, hosting about 14 countries down here in Durban. What is it that they can look forward that Hollywood Bets can actually try and convince them to be part and parcel of Hollywood Bets family?
Yeah, I think what's quite special about the Hollywood Bets family is the passion and energy we bring to everything we do. I think the most people that are going to notice that as the fans, you know, that's the people we love, we engage with. We had a lot of fun back in the last two editions of the tournament we were involved with. And from the player's perspective, you know, Itakweni, the warmest place to be, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, in July, it still feels like summer, you know, and the people in Durban love their football. So I think they're going to be welcomed with open arms. Us as Hollywood Bets are going to try and make them feel as comfortable as possible. And hopefully we get the best out of them on the pitch and we get the best football that we can hope for as sponsors.
Devon, any sponsor is always looking for a return on investment. You want to hit us or hint us on what actually Hollywood Bets is looking for as a return on investment on this Kosafa Cup?
Yeah, it's always important when, you know, you sponsor any tournament or any event that you're looking to get a return. But I think for us, it's the brand exposure and brand credibility. You know, as we're starting to move our operations into Southern Africa, we're about to launch in Lesotho and Malawi. We're already active now in Mozambique. It's these kind of partnerships, especially with an established brand like Asafa and, you know, these major football teams that we're getting our brand out there, that it builds that trust. It allows people to show that we are legitimate. We are proper business people, and that hopefully, you know, we are able to expand our operations into these countries and take it further.
Definitely, you are expanding, because it's actually going to be very beautiful to see some players from Hollywood Bets League playing in the COSAFA, which means it's a double dip for you as a Hollywood Bets. But without further ado, Devin, thank you very much. And what would be your last words to the COSAFA family, to all the teams that will be coming down here?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, the Hollywood Bets Super League is a big part of our brand. You know, to sponsoring the National Premier League for women is massive. So to have Mamelodi Sundowns taking part in this competition is fantastic. It would be great to see them, you know, defend their title and go on to, you know, the Champions League title for Africa. But at the end of the day, you know, there's other teams there that are going to be knocking down the door, and hopefully, you know, we get the best football out there on the pitch. And finally, just from us as Hollywood Bets, we encourage the public to come down, come support this fantastic tournament. Entrance is free. We're taking, you know, the football to the community. We'll be in Chatsworth. We'll be at King Goodwill Zwelithini. And then obviously the big playoff finals and final at Moses Mabhida. So yeah, let's hope we come out in our drive support. There's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of action, a lot of purple, but at the end of the day, a lot of good football.
Dr. Fikile Ndlovu, who is the acting head of the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, says they are delighted to see the COSAFA Cup return to Durban after they last staged the event in 2019.
Thank you very much for hosting us today once more as COSAFA. It's always nice to come to the province of KwaZulu-Natal, and so nice that this time around we come down with a department that is just recently emerged. What do you think that makes the whole collaboration with COSAFA feel like, the merger of the two departments that has recently happened in KwaZulu-Natal?
Thank you very much, and it's beautiful to be able to host you in 2022, having the province come out of such a disaster. So it's such an opportune time for us to be meeting and during this draw for the Hollywood COSAFA Cup 2022. This is an opportunity for us as the province, and I think you will understand that if we are talking about sports, we are also talking about arts, we are also talking about diversity. You know, sports brings together that diversity. It brings people together. It brings that social cohesion in terms of our communities, not just in South Africa, in KZN, in KwaZulu-Natal, but also in the country, in the SADC region. So the department itself carries that ethos that when you bring people into this province, it's about its sports, it's about its art, the arts that is happening out there, but also the heritage of our province and our country. So this department embodies all of that.
This year, we come back for the second year of the memorandum that you have with the ADA department, but this time around, we see a corporate sponsor joining on board. What does it mean for you as government that we have a partnership between government and the private sector?
One of the things that this government has prided itself, especially the sixth administration, is the issue of social compacts, on saying how do we come together as government, civil society, business, to be able to bring this country, this province and Africa in general. And this is one of those that we look forward to now that we have government on board, both in the province and the city, but we now have a private sector in terms of Hollywood Bets. And we have COSAFA as part of that relationship. It is exactly what we're looking forward to. And it carries the message broader, because then in terms of engaging people, we all have the stakeholders that we relate to. And this then carries that messaging to all our stakeholders.
Thank you, Doc. 14 countries will head down to Durban, will head down to KwaZulu-Natal. What is it that these 14 countries should look forward to that they can enjoy besides playing football within the province of KwaZulu-Natal?
I think the first important thing is the warm province and the warm people. It's about people. So it's the warm people of this province that they will find, the warm people of this city. And we urge them, when they get here and land in Durban, let them know that we have the broader KwaZulu-Natal Drakensberg, which carries the World Heritage Sites in the Drakensberg. You also have the St. Lucia on the north side. You have the warm ocean this side. You have the warm people who have such a beautiful heritage that you can go to in the northern part of in the entire province. And on top, we have beautiful malls that you can see. So it carries everything that you need to see and enjoy. And we are looking forward to say, let them come and see. We are ready and open, and we are ready to welcome them.
Lastly, Doc, we have Hollywood Bets. Will we be betting for any country?
Oh, you see now, I have to bet for South Africa. Who else can I bet for?
Brilliant Kuzwayo is a former goalkeeper for Kaizer Chiefs and Bafana Bafana, but saw his career cut short by injury. He's become involved in football development and will be an ambassador for the CASAFA Cup this year. Here's what he has to say.
We did a program in March with the Umamsu upon it was imagine the UEFA Academy. So then we learned a lot of things. Other job opportunities which are in the football fraternity. Our relationship grew from there, and there are certain things that I wish to actually develop in Etsewin or KZN on myself upon development the youth. So that is when we started the relationship here too with COSAFA. And I'm really very, very privileged with Banginikeza opportunity fananale engandele muntu. I can only grow from this position to further anything that I wish would see itholakale ku sport development in South Africa in general. Sibuke nje njenge Seychelles. Seychelles, it's an island. It's ama island amancane ahlanganiswe ndawonye. And the number yabo as a population, it's very, very small. But they are so passionate about football on its own. So it's very, very crucial to understand what the development in sports starts from an early age, cooling eyes, and for them to be part of the COSAFA Cup 2022, it's very, very important for them. But also not as a host, is Lugunjani country to be part of what we develop and see our facilities that we have. South Africa, especially Etsewini, because South Africa has the best facilities in Africa in general. So we need to showcase also that through development, see grow as a football league. We might be the favorite because of the facilities that we have. And it's very important. It's a pressure 16 lab. They can only develop that they can take it by Fagemazwe Nabo. We have Abo Zambia. They've been playing in COSAFA for quite some time. Eswatini, Lesotho, Botswana. Those are good teams in terms of football. Development-wise, they are still growing, just like Nazi Safunu Kula and fight international standard in our South African Football Association. I think it's very, very important to understand the Wutsi. As I said before, with relationship Piami, no COSAFA was mainly based with the retired footballers to understand other job opportunities which are in football in general. Because most of us, we tend to retire, we are looking with send them coaching clinics only or send them tournaments where one of us need to actually decide to be part of a committee, a COSAFA. Now, what they must do with Menzenjani, Bahame Bayofund, go to UNISA, go to AMA sport management courses, of which Naming Jongenagion Elizoman. I remember when we spoke about this in 2019, go back to school. And it is time now, me, get back to school and give fund the lessons, because you had the president there with the new generation. I can actually fit in, but I cannot fit in without having AMA qualifications. It is important, AMA courses for AMA reference, for AMA coaches, even in school, developing administration, because not all of them would be able to have the talent to play football, but all one of them needs to be a manager, one of them may have administrations. So let's develop at an early age, see fundis and alas and day nani leza bandabanga itata banga iboni balegila and ibalega cool. Definitely. Now, this serves as a pilot of what, because in Gizamo creates what a league of equal in KZN. But my main focus would be piloting Umlaz, because we're speaking about textile. We need to actually develop our own impasha as Umlaz that is bringing economic development. So, Ms. Faga, economic development is a developer, less than an but it's a fundisa futu wuti, ungenzima little learning wuti impasha. I'm a vendor as a mama, nababazo benefit, a township economy, young gena food lab. There's a lot of things in the football fraternity that people tend not to because one of the priorities that we have as KZN, water and sanitation development, township or economic development, economy while still playing football, you can actually package. So those are the things that in the future, there's going to be a school league in Mlazi, which is going to happen gradually, because it's struggling and make it fashionable again.
Elvis Chetty has big plans as president of the Seychelles Football Federation. He admits that the COVID-19 pandemic had a major impact on both the country and its football. But there are green shoots of recovery and the future looks much brighter.
Just want to get a snapshot of where Seychelles football is at the moment as we start to come out of the COVID-19 pandemic and understand a bit more about how to host sporting events during the pandemic.
The Seychelles, well, as you can imagine, in order for me to answer that question, I need to consider, well, firstly, I need to address the economic factors and what Seychelles rely on for its bread and butter. That is tourism. As you can expect, during the COVID pandemic, the tourism industry was ravaged. And obviously, which affected the entire country and affected all the other sectors. In saying that, we have done a great job. The government has done a great job to assist the private sector in bouncing back. At this juncture, we are still... In football, we are still feeling the effects of COVID-19 simply because the private enterprises that would normally partner up with football aren't where they were pre-COVID. I'm sure that's going to take some time before they can financially inject funds into our activities. Nonetheless, we've had to think outside the box how to raise funds, such as investing into long-term projects like electronic billboards in the stadium, selling naming rights, and accepting lower rates for the time being, getting involved in creating a lottery at affordable prices with a very very good bonus prize for the winner, which has helped us raise funds. However, the teams have managed to continue, and at the moment the league will finish in about 5 to 6 weeks.
And is it business as usual with the league, the same number of teams, etc.?
Yes, in fact, it is business as usual. And the truth is we are currently investigating if there is a need to cut the amount of teams at top flight or even create a new structure that we are considering and have elite teams participate. The reason for that is because I'm embarking on projects where I wish to raise a lot more funds, and it is possible now for the teams and to help raise the standards of football there.
Is that sort of similar to a Premier League concept then? Yeah. Would that still be under the auspices of the association, or would it be a separate body?
No, it'll still be under the auspices of the federation, simply because the person that would raise funds will be me. And I don't want to put two different hats, the head of an independent body at the same time I'm the head of the federation. So after consultation with the members, they've agreed that the best way forward is to actually keep it under the auspices of the federation.
And any other projects that you're involved in women or junior football in terms of raising the standards there?
Currently, we the women's football has been extremely active. We have partnered up, obviously, with FIFA, CAF, but not just FIFA and CAF, with UEFA as well, to assist the growth of Seychelles football. Seychelles women's football. We've taken an approach where we wanted new blood into the new system, and we've created knockout competitions and will be starting shortly a league of a small amount of teams. We've realized that in our circumstance, the best way forward is to actually focus on the youth rather than the seniors. And that in itself tomorrow will create a larger pool of of players to basically create a very competitive league. We've also got into partnership with the British High Com in the Seychelles, where at schooling level for both boys and girls, they've introduced a concept of English Premier League, where each school at a secondary level adopts a Premier League team. They wear the outfit, and it is, and they play a competition, which is funded by the British High. At grassroots levels, we are very active currently, and we have created very recently a school for elite youth football. We're starting with the boys first, and eventually once facilities are made available, we will also move on to the girls. The competition has started, but officially it hasn't been launched as of yet, because that will be done in the next 3 weeks with our patron, who is the head of state in the Seychelles. We do have other projects, however, and we're simply awaiting an answer from FIFA. We are one of the final three candidates to host the Beach Soccer World Cup.
I mean, that would be a massive boost to the whole country and their football as well. It's not the same as association football, but still to hold a global event would be almost like a dream.
Absolutely. We couldn't measure the value the added honour effect it would have on general tourism of the Seychelles. But the last Beach Soccer World Cup, I believe, was aired in 160 plus countries. So we're talking about hundreds of millions of viewers. And that would be beneficial for both the country and also Seychelles football overall.
When do you expect to hear the final decision on that?
Within the next few weeks, or maybe end of next month.
Just going to the national team at association level, where do you see them at in their progression at the moment?
I'll start with the national team. The national team is at a very good stage. Recently, they took part. It's a very young team. They took part in a competition which involved three other Asian countries. I believe they were Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and the Maldives. And we ended up winning the competition, which was held in Sri Lanka. Recently, we played in the AFCON qualifiers, where Seychelles drew nil all against Lesotho and lost 3-1 in South Africa against Lesotho. What I'd like to point out is that we have a very young team and very capable team. I think we're going to see marked improvement over the next year or two by this team. This is one of the reasons I want to create the new league that I'm proposing, whether it's an EPL format or we call it the Super League. That would actually bring a lot more professionality within that organization, and also raise the level of football, generally speaking.
We've seen how Comores in the last few years have reached out to their diaspora, mainly in Marseille, but enough to improve their team. Is there a big Seychelles diaspora out there that you can tap into?
There is a Seychelles diaspora out there that we can tap into, and in fact, you know, we haven't been using those players. We have now actually located and agreed with them for them to start participating. Who knows? Maybe at the COSAFA competition, we can have them on board. However, we're also taking another approach whereby we have agreements with various agencies, and something we had not done in the past, which was to market our own players. We have young players who have the ability to succeed at professional football in Europe. They don't necessarily need to play in the Premier League. They could be playing in the Championship, or they don't need to play at League One level. They could be playing at League Three to start off with. The minute I believe we do that and we continually allow that to happen, what we're going to find is that there's going to be a lot more boys and girls who are going to have belief and work a lot harder to achieve dreams of professional football in Europe.
And just the last one for me, you know, you weren't able to host games in Seychelles. Just the situation around that and when you hope to be able to bring games back.
By the end of the year, we will be hosting games in Seychelles. The simple matter of the fact is this. We don't own the stadium. The government owns the stadium. Governments have a responsibility all around the world to maintain their own infrastructure. Now, we have come to an agreement with the government that we will sign a legally binding document, which has effect for 20 plus years. And thereafter, we will invest within that stadium in itself. This has already been done, and we are currently investing in that stadium. And it will be ready, in my opinion, around the end of the year. But this has also taught me another lesson. And one of the other projects that I'm embarking on is for Seychelles Football to own its own football stadium. You may have taken note that, yes, CAF has a project whereby they want each federation within the continent to own its own stadium. Whether it's with CAF or with someone else, before the end of my mandate, construction in a new stadium, which belongs to the SFF, will have started, without doubt.
That's it for another episode of the Gustavo Show. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time, just ahead of the start of the Gustavo Cup, where we'll have more news and views from the tournament.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Laduma Radio, Gustavo.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.gustavo.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.